followed by the Pledge of Allegiance to our flag.
Let us pray. Gracious God, we gather to address the issues of the vetoed bills and determine their fate. So bless us with wisdom and understanding so our decisions are in keeping with your will. And Lord, we who serve the public interest are perhaps more sensitive to the attack of the American consulate. And so we grieve at the deaths of those who serve there. We pray for their families that you may comfort them and that we may make an appropriate response to this violence. And we pray that you bless us and make us mindful that this may be the last time we see each other and work together. So we ask your blessings on the work we have done together, that they may be a blessing to our people. And as we gather for our final goodbyes, may your graciousness be experienced and our farewells meaningful and significant to our lives. In your holy name we pray. Amen.
Amen. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Secretary, call the roll.
Senators Brown,
here.
Callahan,
here.
Chappelle Nadal,
here.
Crowell, Cunningham, Curls, Dempsey,
here.
Dixon,
here.
Engler,
here.
Goodman, Green,
here.
Justice,
here.
Kevanie, Kehoe,
here.
Krauss,
here.
Lager,
here.
Lamping,
here.
Lemke,
here.
Mayer,
here.
McKenna,
here.
Munslinger,
here.
Nieves,
here.
Parson,
here.
Pierce,
here.
Pergeson,
here.
Richard,
here.
Ridgway,
here.
Roop,
here.
Schaff,
here.
Schaefer, Schmidt, Stouffer, Wasson, Wright Jones.
A quorum is present. The Senate is now in session. Senator from 23rd.
Thank you, Mr. President. Photographers from Gasconade County Republican and KRCG-TV have been given permission to take pictures in the Senate chamber today.
Thank you, Senator. Senator, the order of business.
Resolution.
Your prepared.
Mr. President, without objection, the Senate will go to the order of business of resolutions.
Resolutions, Senator.
Thank you, Mr. President. I have a resolution.
Send it forward, sir.
And I ask that it be read.
Read the resolution of the senator from the 23rd.
Senate resolution number one offered by Senator Dempsey. Be it resolved by the Senate that the Secretary of Senate inform the House of Representatives that the Senate is duly convened and is now in session as provided by Article 3, Section 32 of the Constitution and is ready for the consideration of its business.
Senator.
Thank you, Mr. President. I would move for its adoption. These three resolutions that I am offering are need to be adopted for us to do our business today.
Does any senator wish to be heard on the motion of the senator from 23rd? Seeing none, the senator is recognized to close.
I close.
The senator renews his motion on adoption of the resolution. As many as are of the opinion that motion shall prevail, say aye.
Aye.
Those to the contrary, no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. The resolution is adopted. Senator.
Thank you, Mr. President. I have a resolution.
Send it forward.
I would ask that it be read.
Read the resolution.
Senate resolution number two offered by Senator Dempsey. Be it resolved by the Senate that the rules of the Senate as adopted by the 96th General Assembly, second regular session, be declared to be the rules of the veto session of the 96th General Assembly.
Senator.
Thank you, Mr. President. I would move for its adoption.
Does any senator wish to be heard? Seeing none, the senator is recognized to close.
I close.
The senator renews his motion on adoption of the resolution. As many as are of the opinion that motion shall prevail, say aye.
Aye.
Those to the contrary, no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. The resolution is adopted. Senator?
Thank you, Mr. President. I will be holding my third resolution until later. Without objection, Senator, we'll go to the order of business of introduction of special guests.
Introductions. Senator from Cole.
I have a guest to introduce. It's my pleasure to introduce on my left and your right, Mr. President, Anne-Therese Sippel of Beirut, Germany, if she would please rise. Anne is spending the month of September as an intern with Cook, Vetter, and Deerhoff and Landward Law Firm here in Jefferson City, along with attorney Stephen Stark, County Commissioner Mark Ellinger, and the Jefferson City Law Department. She is accompanied by Chris Ballinger today, and I ask that they be made welcome by the Missouri State Senate.
Let's welcome the guests of the Senator from Cole to the Missouri Senate. Senator from 23rd. Senator from 23rd.
Thank you, Mr. President. On my left and your right, I would like to welcome my wife, Molly, who is the love of my life, and as everyone here will attest, the better half of the Dempsey family.
Welcome the spouse, the wife, Molly. Senator from Stoddard.
Thank you, Mr. President. I would like to introduce a very special guest, a man who is no stranger to this body, who has served this body with great pride and great work, and was a former pro tem himself. I'd like for this body to recognize State Senator Jim Mathewson, located here to my left.
All right, the chair will do an introduction and delighted to welcome Senator Charlie Shields and his wife Brenda, also former President Pro Tem. Back to the Senate. Further introductions. Senator from 23rd.
Thank you, Mr. President. Without objection, the Senate will go to the order of business of announcements. I ask you to recognize me for an announcement.
Announcements, you're recognized.
Thank you, Mr. President. I actually have two announcements. One is I want to remind members to please go back to the rear gallery to sign the books that we presented to Terry Spieler and to Randy Crawford. So please get back there and do that. And the second announcement is that my next request will be a recess motion for 15 minutes so that we may go to the side gallery for the Pershing Gallery for the unveiling of the President Pro Tem's photograph, and I invite you all to attend.
Further announcements. Senator from 23rd.
Thank you, Mr. President. No further business coming for the body. I move the Senate stand in recess until 12:40 p.m. this day.
Very well, sir. You've heard the motion. As many as are of the opinion shall prevail, say aye.
Aye.
We are in recess.